mushy nerves like sarin gas. You make my heart beat like a bomb. Insurgent infatuations are torturing my calm. I'm searching for the words you want to hear. In my pants, worthy you and I in uranium, enriched and so enhanced, got a weapon of mass seduction, and the detonator said, you don't have to waterboard me, baby, I'm already wet, we're closer than two prisoners in a fight, you make me want to shout gee whiz, or possibly gee. And I just want you to notice me, but don't know what to say. Except freedom fighter, anthrax founder, terrorist, and hello, hello NSA.
Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. We are here, top of second hour. We're here to discuss the issues of today. And that happens to be the treasonous criminal cabal known as the NSA. I know we have some phone calls here, and I know we haven't been taking phone calls much in the show lately, so I think we'll go ahead and hear what the people have to say first before we get into the rest of our material. So let's go ahead and pull up the chat here. Oh, it's been forever. Let's go to line one, Fort Worth. Is that you, Pat?
Yeah.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm still awake. It's really late here. But I was sitting here, and I wanted to hear what he had about FOIA. And the last thing he said is wrong. You can't say, give me any and all you have on COVID. They would first of all say, you got to narrow that down. So I'm not just laughing like you. I mean, I've seen people do that. Any and everything about the JFK killing. Oh, come on. know. So they'll tell you that. And you're just wasting a lot of time unless you get real specific at a time. And I want to ask him, has he ever put in there to see everything that everybody asks about him? I've seen stuff like that, too, and I didn't even ask for it. I just went over to the computer, and it was just going and going and going and going. Well, whoever wanted to know all that didn't find anything about my husband, anyway. Yeah. So that would be a good one to put in there.
I agree with you, Pat. It's very important to narrow things down. The reason I thought that it may be possible that the NSA would be able to provide me with COVID information is because they're not a government agency that actually deals with COVID-19. So I don't think there would be too much. It would probably be trainings, policies. And then I would also look for emails, correspondence between members of the CDC or FDA and the NSA, which would be important.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were just saying only about NSA and COVID. I didn't realize you were doing it. Okay. And I asked, did you ever ask them to tell you what everybody else, to show you everything anybody else had asked about you?
Well, I don't think I doubt very highly anybody's FOIA'd me, but I do check the FOIA logs to see what other people are FOIA'ing.
You'd probably be really, really surprised. Because once you make yourself well-known, hey, you know, check it out. Ought to be fun.
You know, I will do that.
Hey, if you got all that time, you know. And I've used it, yeah, you know, down to Austin. And mainly it's like, how much money did you pay for this, you know? And I know all along that I want to say this ad that's all wrong is using my taxpayer money to, I didn't say all that. I just said, you know, they'll tell you. So you're right. I mean, it's a good thing to do. And a second thing, let's see, I wanted to talk about was Trump has sued Facebook, Twitter, and Google for violation of First Amendment rights. Y'all know that? Hello? I've already been cut off.
Yes. No. Yes, we have definitely heard of it. I don't know what he's going to get out of it, but I'm just waiting and watching just like everybody else.
I just saw it today. Well, he's got the money to do, and then probably people will donate money too, because I would never recommend anybody go ogle. They don't give you anything anymore. I mean, they'll give you anything but what you want. I mean, I don't know how people say, well, there's nothing out there. See, they didn't give it. But what I do is if I want to know something, like if it's Christian, I go to Conservapedia on DuckDuckGo.
Really now?
Yeah. And then I get specific, and pretty soon I'll find out real quick. That's another, you know, it's run by donations. The things, everything, you know, Trump does is run by donations because, you know, when Beto O'Rourke was running, they had total, against Ted Cruz, they had totally, whatever the word is, thrown Cruz out as if he didn't exist. You don't ask anything about Cruz, and they would shadow ban you. That's why they give you Beto O'Rourke. Like Biden, you know, he has a
point. They want to keep Cruz out of the spotlight. I know that much.
Well, you back then, you had to ask for a specific thing about it, real specific, to even get it, anything about him. So shadow banning has been nothing new here, of course. But like I said, check out Conservapedia. Check out Ballotopedia. Anyway, and sometimes you could actually go to Wikipedia. Yeah. But you just have to know where to get what you want. And like I said, DuckDuckGo, they give you more results, more. You have to go more way down. I mean, everybody should know all that, but I guess they may not. And I don't even Google. That's just Google. That's all they do. We got a phone. It's a new phone, brand new phone. Okay, and it's free, $254 phone, free. It's called Moto One 5G Ace, and everything. And if you want to go there, it says, "Do I have access to everything you got?" They want your email. They want your PIN number. They want your everything, and you say no, and not ever. Yeah. I guess people are just dumb enough to get to give them all that, you know. Especially they pick on us oldies, you know.
Yeah, really, there are things to use, and people. There are things to use if you don't want these people opening this. Like, for example, you open up a browser. I use Mozilla. You can go to your extensions, browse for extensions.
I'm going to give you guys a pro tip. Even better
and
than
Brave
Mozilla.
Brave browser, too, right?
That's right. Brave yeah. browser. Go get Brave browser. It's free. You get cryptocurrency for using it. It's faster. It's a private VPN. It's completely anonymous. It's faster. It blocks all ads. You ever want to watch YouTube ads again? Oh, I sure as hell don't, and I don't, because I watch all my stuff on Brave Browser. Check it out. That's a great way to help remain anonymous, and you get free crypto while you're doing it, too. And they don't sell your data to people, so they don't spy on you. So great, great platform, Brave. That's another way to protect yourself.
That's definitely a good way, especially an automatic way to do it. I'm a little bit of a script kitty, so I like... seeing what scripts do when you download them, and seeing, you know, exactly how much control you can get through it. Because there are certain ways that you can protect yourself. So if you don't want Google spying on you with that agreement, there's a thing called No Cookies script. It'll run right by that stuff. Run by everything of that nature. So you don't even have to have a phone with your email in it to download apps. If you got a phone, just use your Wi-Fi. Go to like a website like AppPure. Get their app. You can install it directly after you download it. And you go through an entire store there. They don't have any of your personal information. You get all the same apps without putting in your email.
Well, I'm a real technological idiot, but my sons wanted me to get on a Signal because it's supposed to be encrypted or whatever. But I just like the way you can text message, because everything's a different color, and they can go back for days and answer things and all that. You know, it's not just a regular old stupid text message. And also, too, there was a person who was on... Flattery show this last week, and he was talking about absolutely nothing out there is safe. He said that, I don't know if I believe him either. He might be a government agency. But he said that Facebook actually owns Signal. If you ever had a Facebook account, yeah, nothing you say on there is ever private. So... I don't know. He said, really, there's not much at all unless you know how to do it yourself. You know how to do the encrypting yourself. I just thought I'd throw that out there. But mainly, V, I thought about how you believed me one time about a scripture, and how poor Jeremy ended the show a while ago looking like he had lost, but he hadn't. And you remember when I told you what the last guy said was, it says in the Bible that never one jot or tittle will pass away until all this comes, or the earth, and the earth will pass away before this comes to pass. And what Jeremy tried to tell him was Jesus fulfilled all of that. He did fulfill all of that. because I remember I told you that I don't have the scripture right now, but that that the law pertains to God, and Jesus is our advocate, and he's our lawyer ever going before the Father on things pertaining to God, which is the law. So if you can't say that I know Jesus and Jesus knows me and prove it, you don't get very far with God at all. You got to totally fulfill every jot and tittle of the law, food, everything you can think of there.
Pat, you know everyone is not a Christian, and not everyone will subscribe to that. So,
what's their problem? They shouldn't be worried about anybody vaping or NSA or anything if they're not going to make it to heaven. Do I make sense? I'm telling you, those last 15 or 20 years that you have, they go by real quick. I don't know why. Well, I really think the earth is speeding up, tell you the truth.
Well, technically, the galaxy, the universe is getting hotter and speeding up. We're moving further and further. Big Bang.
One guy actually took the jab. He says, well, the Bible says the days are getting shorter and shorter. And he said, you're not going to have a long living. I said, hold it. That may mean that it's just shorter and shorter because the earth's moving faster because it's getting hotter and will burn up if he didn't shorten the days. Give us a little darkness. Short, take away that sun. And it says in there that they got hotter and hotter, and they curse God more and more. So it's a curse of God that's making it hot. But I don't want to go into everything.
I want to ask you, since you're up there in your later years, has anyone tried pushing the vaccine on you?
No, but I said I think I wish somebody would invent just a little easy to handle flamethrower, because when they send the robot to the door to knock my door down, I'll just set the little guy on fire. You know, they want to replace us with robots. Who's going to repair the robot?
Pat, I love it when you call. but seriously though, you're not getting the shot. You're doing okay. Nobody has their agenda forcing the shot on you. Have you been to any doctors? Are you getting checkups?
No.
Medical community asking everybody?
I haven't been to a doctor.
Okay.
I'm probably not going to go. You can't trust hospitals. You can't trust doctors. You can't trust anything. And I don't even want a vitamin if it's made in China.
Wow.
Somebody bought me some skin lotion. This thing's not sealed up. It's made in China. Throw it away.
Well, I most definitely hope that you are at least eating well and getting your exercise.
I don't live to eat. I eat to live. I mean, people live. You know, I heard you talking about eating popcorn the other day and pizza. You shouldn't be doing that, V. Rats that eat corn die, but if they eat the box, they thrive. I'm going to start using cornflakes as rat poison.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that.
They're swearing that coming out is going to be called Candida Aura. Well, that's a code for something to it. That's a real code they're talking. And Candida is caused by corn, eating corn. So why would you eat popcorn and cheese?
GMO corn, right? Not your natural maize.
No. No corn. Okay. And the candida thing is a fungus, and I don't want to get into all of it. But you got to balance out your cheese with magnesium, And most people are magnesium deficient. And you sure don't want to take the jab because it's messing up people's heart. And the doctor is telling the people, well, you're a heart patient. You need to take it. Really? And they're getting all these things. And people are telling me, oh, my brother-in-law took it. Now he's got this here stomach thing. Yeah. Yeah, he's got a clot. Yeah, I know. Really? So we spend a lot of stressed out here a lot, you know, trying to talk people out of it. And finally, when they say, no, I don't think I'm going to take it. Hallelujah. You know, I told the Lord, I don't care what it takes. I want you to stop these people from standing out there in the rain with an umbrella waiting to take that stupid jab. And that's when Texas froze over. Big. I lost everything. I had 30-year-old, 40-year-old psychads out there. Nothing. But I don't care, you know, because I know that it slowed people down when you can't get no mail and you can't get nothing, you know. Yeah, really. I saw a split-screen Fox, and it said something about Texas. Everybody's talking about that. Then on the other side, it said, on the vaccine, cut that, they said, and because they were starting to show, they always showing the picture of it, you know. So why they said cut it was because they couldn't get their vaccine either. And they had to stay inside and maybe listen to the radio. Who knows? Or call y'all or, you know, I don't care. And I may help cause all that. But now we're having brownouts, blackouts, rolling blackouts in little small towns. And water, I guess they had so many hundred millions of people come over here that the water is just like it's used at the beach, you know, and where people they all come down to the water, you turn it on and have to wait a long time. Yeah, it's bad. So, but I'm not going to complain about anything because there's meteors hurtling toward us. Hey, we shouldn't worry about much of nothingness except fighting the evil and trying to obey the Lord. And you believe me when it said that, you know, that Jesus is our advocate ever going before the Father on things pertaining to the law. Because if you're not saved, if you don't know Jesus, And you say, well, you know, I do, but I believe in reincarnation.
Pat, listen. It is so good to hear from you again. I really want you to take that energy and try to save some more lives, because we really need people to stay away from the COVID shot, because it's really awful. I'm glad that people, even in their later years, can have that level of awareness of what's going on around them. You have so many life stories and experiences that, you know, you have to live long enough to share them with the rest of the world. I really wish we can get a library of people talking about their life experiences before they go, so the government can't just rewrite history, you know?
Oh, I'm telling my son, I'm sending him stuff, and I said, put it on an external drive and keep it forever so that when you're asked, you know, why did God destroy America or the world, you can show them all that.
Well, there you go. Pat, we have some of the callers we got to get to, but I want to thank you once again. It's been a while since we heard from you. Please call again. Thank you very much. Oh, wow. Yes. These are our listeners. These are our callers. We're going to continue free speech here and get to some of the callers. Let's go to Texas, line 3.
Hey, V, it's Knucklehead from Texas.
Yeah, what's up, Andy?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Hey, no, I mean, she made some valid points right there. I mean, Kellogg should be rat poison. You know, I work for a truck driver, and he gets some damaged goods sometimes, and so he has to storm where I stay at. And I've had some rats up in here and stuff, but they'll eat coffee, they'll eat the syrup for pops and stuff. but they won't eat the Kellogg's Special K with strawberries. They won't even eat a piece of sliced cheese on the floor. Okay, so I mean, if people want to know what's going on with the world right now, your food is poison. Your air is poison. Your water is poison. They did it. That's why they're pulling this stuff right now. That's why they have impunitiveness while they're doing what they're doing. Because they know they got it. You can't drill for another well of water. They poisoned it. It's poison. Everywhere you go, it's poison. Your air is poison. So grow some tomatoes. They'll be poison. They're not near as nutritious as they were, let's say, 100 years ago. They've done it. That's why they're doing all this stuff. Look at how obvious they're making it, that they're blowing this place up. They're destroying us. They're making it super obvious. And we're just sitting here going, huh? That's what we're doing. We're literally going, huh? I seriously, if you look at the Declaration of Independence, you'll see that we have far surpassed what those people would put up with. Okay? We're well past it. And we're still sitting here being tolerant. Nobody's doing a damn thing. Nobody's lifting a finger. I don't see a brigade of anybody trying to go get rid of anybody. There's no special ops going on, or maybe there is. I don't know. But I ain't seeing any of it. Are you seeing any of it? We're in the intelligence business here. We're supposed to be on, hey, hang on. Hey, the Oath Keepers are moving. No. Oh, it turns out they were FBI. Ooh. Oh, well, then we'll wait for the NRA. Whoa, it turns out they've been bought off a while ago. Okay, well, let's go with and then the next group, they've all been bought off. Look, if we don't stand up as a people, this show is over. There is no more us. There's going to be them. And them are going to be controlling a whole bunch of us. And when they get done controlling us, the people that were controlling us are going to be the next people they're controlling and killing too. So, I mean, this is an incremental thing. They're going by increments here. Little bit at a time. Let's take a little bit. Especially over here in the United States, because I know we got guns. But I ain't too worried about them guns. It's that incremental. They're going to take this stuff slowly. Right now, people are having their guns taken away. Right now, this very minute, I'll bet you somebody's having their guns taken away. It's that slow. Okay, look, if they go after Colin Knorr, he's a big gun advocate on YouTube, or they go after these other guys on YouTube. If they go after them, sure, we're all going to get upset, but they're going after the little guy right now. Everybody, man, you get stopped for a DUI, they're going to take your guns from you. You come to a domestic violence fight, they're going to take your guns from you. That's what they're doing right now. They're taking everything away from us incrementally. They're not even making it known to people. And this is really sad. We are being conquered by a group of people who think they flipping own us. And I really want to say a different word there. But they think they own us and that they have every right to do what they're doing to us. And so people need to wake up. I mean, we can talk about this till we're blue in the face, but we have to do something. We don't have increments. We can't take it back incrementally. We can't go to our damn churches, our courts, the Supreme Court. We can't go there and take this back. It's not coming back that way. It's too late for that. They know it. You know it. I know it. This is going to come to a battle here, and it has to come quickly because they're moving very quickly, even though they're doing it incrementally and making it very slow-looking. They're still doing it. So we're being hit on many fronts here. They're coming after us with this jab. They're giving us every incentive to take the jab.
Hold on.
As soon as we don't want to take the jab at the final moment, they're going to give you the jab. You won't have a choice about the jab. Okay,
you're probably right about that. But Andy, I know we have to take a commercial break here.
My bad, sir. I always talk too much.
Oh, you cut the break. Okay, well, all right. Well, then you know, I wanna ask my co-host here, this evening. If they have any other different directional insight, because I agree with you 100%, and I believe there needs to be decisive action taken, but I know there are other ways for things to be done.
Well, I would say, Andy, start with the FOIA. Let's all start FOIA and stuff before we all raise up arms and all that stuff. It's good to raise up arms in defense, but you are spot on what they're doing with people with the guns. It's not even just red flag laws where police have went into private property and murdered somebody for their God-given, uninalienable right to self-defense. But yeah, they charge you with this, they charge you with that. They're coming for the guns. And you know what? We got to start doing something. And I encourage people, before they run out and start shooting people, I encourage you not to do that. I would encourage you rather to file some FOIAs, get involved in your community. There's a number of things that we can do first before it gets to that point. And there is an argument to be made that, hey, maybe we should already be at that point. But I would practically push back against those people and say, you know what, we got to unlock some minds, because then it's just like the Matrix. Look, all these people around you, they're your enemies until we wake them up. They're going to try to kill you. They're going to be against you. We need to get woken up people on our side. And that's how we're going to win things, opening minds.
I liked what the caller said. I liked what the angle that the caller said, and I want to thank him personally for saying what he said, specifically hinting to the fact that the system isn't broken, that it was built the way it is. It was built by Freemasons. It was built by Zionists. And it was, and they instituted the courts to protect themselves against us. It's got nothing to do with freedom for all and justice for all and equality for all. That's a bunch of nonsense. They actually built the whole entire legal system to protect themselves against us when it comes time like now. So really, going to your whatever you call them, going to your local constituents or whatever, that's just feeding the beast. It's just going to make noise. That's going to make you, attract attention to yourself, and then something's going to happen to you. I think what Will is saying also is brilliant about educating one another, staying low, making sure as many people as we can are on the same page. That's what's important. And that's what we're trying to do exactly with vaccines. Again, thank you, caller, for mentioning that as well.
Well, hey, we're stuck in a world right now where we got a bunch of dumbasses around us. Excuse the language, right? There's a bunch of dumbasses around us. What are we supposed to do with a bunch of dumbasses around us?
They're not dumbasses, though. Listen, this is really important. They're not dumbasses. They're actually dumbed down. Okay, it's really important, because we have proof now that ever since 1917, that they've been trying to dumb us down. Okay, with fluoride or with vaccines in this case.
Yeah.
1917. There's one guy named Rudolf Steiner who says that they're going to, you know, the spirits of darkness are going to inspire their human hosts in a form of vaccine that's going to drive all inclination towards spirituality out of people's souls, which is exactly what you're saying. I don't care. Well, whatever. We'll just work. Well, I got my family. Nobody's going to do anything. That's what you're seeing. That's the result of the fluoride. That's the result of the GMOs. That's the result of everything. Everything unnatural that we've been eating and that we've been poisoning ourselves with.
Absolutely. You are absolutely right, 100%. And it goes further than that. They're putting lithium in our water to keep us subtle and stuff. I mean, they're paying us with this UBI kind of thing going on with this unemployment benefits that never end. I mean, there's job wanted signs everywhere. I mean, nobody wants to work anymore. They just took us into a state of stupid. And you know, we've been dumbed down enough. We all in that same state of stupid. I'm still in it. I mean, give me another $1,400 check. I'll spend it. Send it. Come on. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's the way everybody is. And, man, this is not the world I grew up in. It's not the world I want to live in. And if there's anybody out there that wants to do something about it, I'll leave my number with the call board and y'all give me a ring. Because if somebody wants to do, man, I'm done with this.
That's
I ain't
got
nothing to live
about.
For anybody. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Together. You gotta get together. Yeah, we will have Andy's information. Thank you, Andy. We're gonna go ahead and get on to the next. Thank you. Let's go to one. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello, sir. You got a question or comment?
I was going to mention the Earl of Oxford case of 1615. Are you familiar with it?
No, I can't say that I am. No.
Well, let me help you out here.
Maybe not my name.
Well, okay, but it goes back to 1615. And that case set the precedent for that when there is a fight between common law and statute and equity, and both are of equal force, equity shall prevail. Now, the law of equity, one of the precepts of the law of equity is first come, first serve. Okay? Well, that means that all of North America and all of South America are owned by the First Nations because they were here first. Thought I'd throw that out there.
That's what I just got in trouble for tonight. Yeah. Yeah. It was incredible. I think we started the... I got in hot water because I'm sitting here saying, hello, Native Americans have been here like for the Mi'kmaq at least 10,000 years. Are you calling from B.C.?
Yep.
Oh, bless your heart.
By the way, I grew up in the 1960s. Near Muskegon Indian Reserve in the Saskatchewan. I just want to do a shout out there. And
beautiful.
Yeah, I am white, and I'll tell you, we did not know. Back in the day, those schools were called missions. We did not know the amount of suffering going on in the missions. We did not know that. I'm beginning to learn about the torture that was going on in there.
I don't know what's worse, the torture that the children suffered after the schools were closed, or the torture itself of the schools. Because when the schools were closed, they go home. Hey, this boy has no hair. He can't speak his language anymore. He is not one of us.
Right. And I got to say, there needs to be reconciliation, and one in particular is the slaughter of the buffalo, okay?
Yeah.
That is.
Don't get me started on that. Reconciliation is a whole other two-hour show. Please don't get me started on that. I'm going to get in trouble.
I'm not calling to cause trouble. I'm calling as somebody, who grew up knowing certain things and being with certain people and studying a bit of law and simply trying to let you know that that a lot of people understand what was going on, and you know, we know this, okay? I don't want to take up a lot of time, but I can call in, you know, another time and share some more stories, but I just thought I'd pass that.
You've got the floor. Go ahead.
Well,
got the floor.
We got welcome to the Red Pill Hardcore. We don't cut you off super early unless you're going to say the same thing night after night for 239 straight days.
No, I haven't heard this before.
After the 240th time, we start cutting your time short. But besides that, we're free speech. So, yeah, tell us, ma'am, because you sound very well researched. What the heck was that?
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys talk for the last couple of weeks, and I called in once, but tonight I heard this whole situation again, and I said, no, I'm going to call in, and I'm going to put down this case, the Earl of Oxford's case, 1615.
All right. That's the vulture. That was the vulture sat there. Tell people how you first got involved in wanting to learn more and involved with the law, because that's typically something, you know, when you're a little boy, you like fire trucks or dinosaurs. What occurred to you that started getting in the law?
Well, I apprenticed in a law firm for 10 years, and then I took classes at the University of London in Cambridge for a while. And that's where I wasn't at the top of my class, but the law of trusts is what we call the law of equity, which is what I just talked about, right? And so it doesn't matter how many treaties First Nations made with Washington or Ottawa or whatever, the British, right? Because all the time, equity was more powerful than the common law and statute that governments can make. And a lot of people don't know this, see? They may go, oh, yeah, we got a law. Oh, yeah, there's a treaty. No, wait a minute. None of that was negotiated. That could have been negotiated differently, see?
Do you know that over 90% of Canada is not Canada's? Because there's no treaty, there's no surrender of any kind from the Indians. They just came in and just, how do they have the right to write Canada all over the map? This is something I studied when I was in Canada for the last 25 years. So welcome to hear you talk like that.
And I grew up with relatives of Leonard Peltier, who's now serving a life sentence for something he didn't do back in the 1970s. And my father, some of Leonard Peltier's relatives worked for my father. And when Leonard got in trouble in 1973, they actually went down from the Saskatchewan down to, I think it was South Dakota, to see if they could help, you see. And I think Leonard should be let out, and they won't let him out because, well, then they have to say they're wrong, you see. This is a very contentious issue, but I'm bringing it up.
Well, let me just be brave enough to give you the other side of the story.
Who is this guy? Give context for an ignorant...
I'm sorry, it's Denise Pictou Maloney, who's... Annie Mae's daughter thinks that Leonard is where he belongs because of having put a gun in her mouth during interrogation, and even having Russell Means say publicly that yes, they had to get rid of her and they had to kill her. That's minute 7 of that video that's still there, I think, on YouTube, called "Gun in Her Mouth." So you know, I've studied both sides.
I'm not familiar with that. Yeah. I didn't. That could be true. I'm not going to say it's not, right? Because passions get up there, right? I think, you know, stuff like that, right? So.
Well, AIM started to become corrupt, and she, you know, she was straight, and they were doing stuff that they weren't supposed to be doing. And, you know, I think that's more how it started, because AIM started out as a really honorable entity. And, you know, it got politicized and it got different, and, you know, things happened.
Could either of you two gentlemen give us a little synopsis on the situation that you're referring to? Because I know I can speak for at least some people listening that I don't know who the hell or what the hell y'all are talking about. You got back and forth. I just want to know the context.
Oh, you go ahead, sir. I want to listen to what you have to say.
It's a long story, because the good people are sacrificed a lot of the times. If people want to watch the movie Thunderheart, that outlines quite a bit of the story, because as usual, the settlers poison the native mind, and the natives quickly find out that it's a lot easier life to do the easy thing than it is to do the hard thing, which is the right thing to do. And the traditional elders sit back and just let everything go and watch, you know, their culture being ripped apart by the young that don't really care to understand what grandma and grandpa have to say, you know, and the genocidalists, the settlers, count on the fact that, you know, they destroy their own culture. It's called neocolonialism 101.
Yeah.
And in that, in that, there are certain people that were high up, you know, and I can mention a few today, in particular, Arvo Looking Horse, who is not who he's supposed to be, who goes around, you know, looking the part, talking the part, acting the part, and who isn't really supposed to be doing what he's doing. And there's a, you know, there's a cease and desist order from one family saying he is not who he's supposed to be. The sacred pipe does not belong to him and shouldn't be. So there's a lot of corruption going on in the heart of Indian country, and it's because of the conquering that's been going on for the last 300 years. So I think we're both right. There's truth on both sides. My grandmother even said that the truth is somewhere in the middle. If you hear somebody say that, you know, A or B, the truth is probably a bit of both, and it's in the middle somewhere.
Yeah. Well, up in the Saskatchewan, they had the 1885 Riel Rebellion. And
yes.
One of the issues there was the borders the British were mapping out, and they weren't paying attention to any of the rights of the people that had been living there for hundreds and hundreds of years. And the French, okay, they wanted things to be kept in, so that everybody would have some equity in the whole situation, right? The lands for hunting and the lands for fishing and what have you, you see. So I come out of that area. I grew up in that area. And, whatever happened in South Dakota, of course, I don't know all the details, but I do know a little bit about where I grew up, and I think this dialogue we're having is important.
Yes, and it's the elders that you should listen to. The elders are the ones that have the secrets, and you sound like a really good heart that really appreciates and honors the elders. And I got to throw this in because the Mi'kmaq always taught this. It's that the when they saw the French at first, like the French don't have the same attitude the British do, like, you know, rip, tear, cut your head off and steal your land. The, you know, the French kind of wanted to go in and, you know, and settle down, and you know, they liked each other because they both had a cross around their neck, you know, and they got along. And the story of the Acadians that survived is just incredible. Thanks to the Mi'kmaq, but that's okay. You know, we won't talk about that. It's always thanks to the Indian, you know? So it's a tip of the hat to them, as well as saying, hey, come on, you know?
Well, as I understand history, it was the First Nations that helped the white people survive. If it hadn't been for First Nations, they would have died, I think.
Every time. In 1621. In 1604, they arrived at Île Sainte-Croix, Isle Saint Croix in Maine. After the first winter of the colony, you know, the Indians are saying, well, what do we do? Do we put a curse on them to just, you know, have them go peacefully, or do we help them, or what do we do? They went in there and saved their life. But the boatloads after that coming in don't know that. They don't know the special relationships that occurred. They just want to, you know, do what settlers do. And they consider the Indians as vermin. You know, we want the land, but the Indians are in the way.
Yeah, it was very negative and very very heartless and cruel. I don't know if you've seen the movie Geronimo with Wes Studi,
yes.
Right?
Yes, I have it.
That's a fantastic. That's a very powerful, very powerful vision. A very powerful story.
Yeah, and we're both non-natives trying to honor that. I'm going to honor it for the rest of my life, and I have my eagle feather sitting on my staff right next to me when I talk. You know, and I'm going to be honoring it for the rest of my life, just like you are. That's how important it is to us.
Yeah. Well. anyway, I'm glad to be able to discuss this with you, because I feel better that I called in and shared what I want to share. So.
That's hope.
Okay.
Well, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. Thank you.
Are you welcome?
This is as much your show as it is mine. Thank you for participating. Absolutely.
Okay, we'll talk soon. Thanks kindly. Bye now.
All right. Yeah, you know, I do this show called The Red Film Nation, and the hosts are a couple of Canadians. And yeah, that's something that they brought up time and time again. It's like, you know, we don't even own Canada. There's no treaties for any of this land.
I forgot to tell him something, too. I forgot to mention something, and I hope he's still listening. The word reconciliation, okay? Listen to me, guys. It comes from emotion, it comes from compassion, and it comes from remorse, okay? You cannot sit there and look at your wife without remorse and saying, listen, honey, you know, I'm sorry I screwed around on you. And if she doesn't feel remorse, what do you think is going to happen, okay? Neither the Canadian or the American government have ever, ever shown remorse for what they've done. It's always been, oh, an apology. Oh, written by how many bar associates working for England that draw up these you know, things that the president or the prime minister says? There's never been any remorse. That's why there can never be a reconciliation until then. So, quit very quickly.
Well, you know, yeah, you're absolutely right. What was that Megadeth song? Oh, man. Well, okay, lyrics. There'll never be peace between you and me until the last truths be told.
Yeah, there has to be remorse, you know? I have to feel bad for what I did to you, for you to say, okay, you know, I'm still waiting. I'm like that skeleton in the meme that's still waiting. Still waiting for the government to come to the Indian and say, what can I do to make up for what I've done? What can I do? What can you suggest that we do to show our remorse? You know, there's none of that. Absolutely none of it.
That's not happening, Luca. That is not happening. That is not happening. They're already done. That book is, that chapter is closed. That is not happening.
See, so with education, it can happen, though. It can be born, like you guys have proved it tonight. This show isn't even about Native Americans to start with, and all of a sudden, in one phone call, whoa, you know, and then 10 people hear that, and then 10 other people hear it. Hang on a second, you know? Oh, it's compassionate. It's awesome.
Well, you know, we as people can feel remorse, but when you have an industrial machine that is driven to conquer, to genocide, to rape and pillage. I mean, if you're going to want the government to apologize for being themselves, well, I mean, I think that's about all that you're going to get. They're not going to feel sorry for it. As far as they're concerned, they did their job. They did an excellent job, and we should be grateful.
Yeah, and they should have done a better job and destroyed everybody, so there wouldn't be anybody left over.
Kill
everybody, burn them out. Now, V, unfortunately, we're winding down. The show is unfortunately ending. But the good news is, if you want to continue this conversation with people like Luca V, myself, and many, many others who are sick and tired of the censorship, V, how could they possibly do that off the show? Or how could they keep in contact with you on a censorship brand new social media network? How could they possibly do that?
There is an easier way to get messages to me. I'm no longer reading emails, so you have to get on my social network, tlvtalk.com. Just type in V. You'll see my big shiny grin. Right there, you know, staring, and with me staring right back at you.
Just that looks like a naughty profile. Grin. It looks like a naughty one.
No, even myself, I'm going to debut all my stuff on this platform first. So, I mean, it's just a matter of common sense. Do I want to give Facebook, who's already banned me, the first shot at it? Do I want to give YouTube, who's already banned me, the first shot at it? Or do I want to give Twitter the first shot? Because, you know, Twitter, they can ban people left and right, but they can't ban pedophiles. So what I'm going to be doing, and I'm going to be suggesting all of my compadres do the same, is posting first on TLBTalk.com. That's TLBTalk.com, TLBTalk.com. Find my group, Fake Mike Real News. Add me, Will Turbitt. Add me, V, Luca. We're all there. Put us in the search function. It takes 2 seconds to sign up. Absolutely free. No censorship. Come join the next wave of the revolution, man. You don't want to be a boomer and get there 10 years too late, and you're going to look like an idiot. So go to TLBTalk.com, TLBTalk.com, TLBTalk.com.
And hopefully I can add a little bit of depth into the conversation, into areas. See, this is what's so cool. I go on here knowing not much about the NSA and sitting back and listening to you guys and learning a lot. And then this guy pops up and talks about something that I've pretty well based my last 25 years of my life on that you guys might be less aware of. So it really opens up something beautiful, because it was like, that was some heavy truth bombs that just happened there.
So, I'm always willing to learn. Yeah. I have to take a step back too and listen. Yeah. I wasn't quite so aware of that stuff. Yeah. Well, it's better than a dirty bomb. Have we covered all the terrorism words on the show this evening?
Oh, I'm not sure, but before we do, let's just say a couple of things.
9/11, George Bush?
Joe Biden's a pedophile.
Joe Biden?
He sucks.
Yeah. Dirty bomb, revolution. All right.
Honestly, I know V's about to wrap the show, but we got to file some FOIAs. And you got to file some FOIAs about Red Pill Hardcore. Because if the NSA is not tuning in every night, then they're not doing their job. They're not doing their unconstitutional, illegal, immoral job. I mean, if the NSA has not been alerted about your and my work, then what the hell? FOIA. Attack, peacefully,
nonviolently
attack.
FOIA, all right. Guys, yes, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Be host V. You gotta tune in. Be tuning into the show. Keep real, take the red pill. Yes, in the land of surveillance, man with third eye is king, so please educate yourselves.
What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women. That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.